This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do appreciate the time that you've been, you know, paying attention to the show, dialing into the show, watching the show on Facebook, however it is. And wherever it is you get the show, I'm appreciative. I really am. I really thank you for being part of the process. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can easily watch live, listen live, take the poll, do all that fun stuff up there. Even buy my book, okay, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. It's all stupidity, just flat-out stupidity. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you want to be involved in the conversation. Okay, let's just get to it. First of all, we're going to do the college campus. I'll get it right. College campus crazies with Hannah Sherlocker. She's the program coordinator for campus reform. Prior to joining campus reform, she was at Liberty University working in the advocacy outreach for various organizations there. So, you know, I love how the Dems are just so righteous about everything. They know more than we do. They're better than we are. They're holier than we are. The whole nine yards. You know how it goes. But according to the Daily Wire, what's going on with the, she looks more like a poodle than she does anything else, Wasserman Schultz, is probably deeper and more sinister than we thought. Michael Sanido, of The Observer, has done a superb job of accumulating all the scandals rolling in the Democrat Party right now. Well, not really, you know, rolling. They're kind of boiling. Because as we all know, our objective, unbiased and not at all left-wing media, is covering up every single one of these scandals. If you've noticed, there has virtually been nothing the Dems have done that warranted more than about 25 seconds of conversation on any one of the left-wing news sources. Because as I've always said, they do nothing wrong. The Dems are for righteousness. We are for the devil. Just ask them to tell you. So with another word of thanks to The Observer for reminding us of these 17 scandals, let's break them down quickly. I may have to come back and do the rest of these later, but let's break at least these down. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the shady IT guy, right? Well, she was head of the Democratic National Committee, and until last week when he was detained by the FBI. Now, she kept him on payroll until he was picked up by the FBI. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz employed an IT aide named Imran Awan, who's under criminal investigation for all sorts of financial and intelligence crimes. There are even reports of him destroying hard drives sought by the FBI, and worse, the reports he hid a laptop computer in a crevice somewhere in the Congressional Office Building, which until recently Wasserman Schultz refused to give to investigators. I mean, think about it. Incredibly, A1 worked for a whole host of Democrats, but for some bizarre reason, Wasserman Schultz did not fire him until last week when he attempted to flee justice. Other than usual reasons, the MSN is terrified of this story because AWA's access to all computer things Democrat might prove to be a source of the email hacks. I mean, think of the information they get from this guy if he decides to turn on the Dems. Although if he's read the Clintons' list of people who have disappeared, I don't know, he might be a little reluctant to say anything. Number two, the Democrat mayor's charged with pay-to-play in the great state of Pennsylvania. Two former Democrat mayors were indicted on July 26th by the FBI for pay-to-play. Right? Oh, and not to leave anybody out. I don't know if you heard, but Philadelphia's District Attorney Seth Williams is also currently under investigation for over $160,000 in gifts that went unreported. Gee, must have been an oversight. Democrat faces bribery charge. That's right, sitting Congressman Robert Brady is currently under FBI investigation for allegedly paying a challenger $90,000 to drop out of the Democrat primary. Yes, that's bribery. Number four, Democrats sent to prison for racketeering. Wow, that's cool. That's that takes a little wherewithal to do that. Just 6 months ago, longtime Democrat Congressman Shaka Fata began a 10-year prison sentence for racketeering. Number five, a Democrat accused of having sex with children. That's right, Ed Murray, the city mayor of Seattle, enabled his campaign for a second term in May. Ended his campaign for a second term in May after allegations surfaced of child sexual abuse. Another one, number six, corruption scandal at the Democratic National Committee. That's right, WikiLeaks proved the DNC rigged the primary against Bernie Sanders. We all know that. There can't be any question of that at this point. The DNC sued for unpaid wages. That's right, another class action lawsuit filed against the DNC. Remember the people that want equal wages for everybody? They want everybody treated right. They wanted everybody paid properly. Except when it comes to them. You see, it involved campaign workers who claimed that they were screwed out of overtime pay, even as millions of bonuses were handed out to the bigwigs. The Democrats' phony charity conviction just 2 months ago. Kareem Brown, a congresswoman since 1993, was convicted of pocketing hundreds of thousands of dollars through a phony charity she had. They don't do that. I'm Joe Mesita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Don't go far. You're going to love the next segment. We're going to do college campus crazies. All the things you keep telling me that don't exist, that don't happen. We're going to find out that they do. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just get right to it, because Hannah's got a lot to say, and frankly, I want to hear what she has to say. All right, we're back. And let you know, like I always tell you, every week now, we're going to deal with the campus, you know, college campus crazies. There is no other way to lay this out. It is college campus crazies. I've been doing these stories for years on the show, but it's about time we bring on the experts, that we bring on somebody that's in it every single day. And so Hannah Sherlock is going to be with us on a regular basis. She's a program coordinator for Campus Reform. And prior to joining Campus Reform, she was at Liberty University, so she got a good solid foundation. She was in advocacy and outreach for various organizations there on campus. Again, Hannah, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me back.
So, you know, I talk about this stuff on a regular basis. People think I'm nuts because, you know, I'm not on campus. I don't want to be on campus. You people scare me. on these campuses, I'm afraid. But, you know, Facebook now recognizes 79 different genders. Okay, that's where they're at. I'm sure we'll add to it as the years go on. But also, Princeton University now is allowing its students to record their gender identity or identities in the official record. I don't understand this. I don't understand how Princeton, I mean, this is not like a rinky-dink little local school. Princeton is a, you know, pretty pristine college, is it not?
Right. This is an Ivy League school, and it's not the first Ivy League school we're seeing this at. You know, this issue of gender identity is a major issue on college campuses. We recently saw Harvard telling students that gender can change from day to day, and then Yale added sex reassignment surgery to its student health plan. So these are Ivy League schools. These are the nation's leading campuses, and they're suddenly denying natural law. They're giving all these gender options. They're confusing students even more than they already are. So it's a little intense hyper focus on, you know, on feelings, and you know, they try so hard not to trigger any students or say anything that might be deemed offensive, and the college students are the ones paying the price because they're being robbed of their education. They're not really they're not going to school and getting truth. They're getting their feelings catered to. Their feelings are completely coddled, and it's a shame that this is on our nation's college campuses every single day.
So is the gender thing like on a 24-hour clock if it changes day to day, or is it, does it get reset at midnight? We're talking like minute by minute here. I mean, does your DNA like rearrange itself? How does this? I'm just so confused.
That's a great question. You know, when we start ignoring facts, what would stop me from, you know, tomorrow waking up identifying as a 7-year-old girl? And does that mean I'm suddenly exempt from all my responsibilities and student loan? I mean, we have to draw the line somewhere. We have to get to a point where facts rule over feelings. You know, this is just lunacy. This is nonsense. We cannot teach our students, our college students, the next generation of leaders and entrepreneurs, we cannot teach them that they can be whatever they feel that day.
Now, Hannah, sometimes people will send me an email and say, come on, Joe, you know, you're picking on a very small part of the community on these college campuses. You know, this has got to be like 0.01%. But it's not true. Is it? This is a large portion. Now you may not have a large portion of the kids on campus that maybe identify differently, but they're fully accepting of people who do, right? Cisgender, genderqueer, gender nonconforming. I can't keep up with all these.
Right. And, you know, it is a very small percentage of the population. But here's the thing. These students, they have real problems. They have real concerns. And, you know, I don't want to make fun of them or bash them. They have serious things that they are, you know, going through and something they have to figure out mentally. But the problem is you cannot force these policies on college campuses where it's supposed to be the marketplace of ideas, centers of dialogue and discussion and debate. You know, we cannot cater to these students. We cannot require using these gender-neutral pronouns. I mean, we cannot force the rest of the student population to accommodate to the feelings of these students. It's not to say we shouldn't treat them like humans. They're very worthy of dignity and respect, but we cannot cater to their special treatment.
No, I agree with you. And please, I don't want anybody listening thinking that we're discounting any human being. We're not trying to do that. I'm not even trying to make fun of them, but I'm just trying to say, look at how outlandish this is. We're talking about these kids are on college campuses. We're 47th in the world when it comes to, you know, sciences, and this doesn't help us. What makes them think this is like the leading thing that they should be learning for, I mean, they believe in globalism. Is this really a global issue?
You know, some say it is. This problem, though, is definitely global. You know, this decoupling of sex and gender that we're seeing globally, it causes problems with housing and locker rooms and things like that. You know, how will colleges protect students that want to share rooms and bathrooms with those of their own sex? You know, this has led to a lot of confusion and hurt for students across the nation, and I would say in other countries as well. It's conditioned them to feel distressed whenever, you know, what they feel is not coddled to. And if the next generation learns this in college, they will expect and demand this type of treatment.
That's right.
In the workplace.
I was going to say, in the workplace, this is not going to work at all. This will not work. This is going to cause problems. But this blows up to bigger issues. Like, you know, now we have segregation. You know, Martin Luther King died to stop segregation in schools. He wanted everybody to be judged by the content of the character, not the color of their skin. And now what we have is we have segregated orientations. We have segregated dorms. We have segregated graduations. This is not healthy. You know, and like I said, it's blowing up from things like this. We're allowing all these things to happen on campus. We're giving in to all these young, I don't know, social justice warriors / snowflakes. I mean, how are we going to turn this around? How is your generation going to turn this around? Because we're done.
You know, we are slowly but steadily going down this road of political correctness. And the further we go down it, the further we get from the truth. And my question to these schools is, how much are you willing to sacrifice your pursuit of truth for this fantasy land of political correctness? You know, one thing we see all too frequently at Leadership Institute's campus reform is hypersensitivity to the point of denying facts. And as a result, we just have complete intellectual dishonesty. And the only way to turn it around is to start facing the truth and to start, you know, relying on facts and dialogue and conversation rather than these lunacies and feelings and theories and emotion. It's just gotten to the point where it's like, come on, let's just get back to real education. Let's learn things. Let's engage in dialogue. So.
Oh my God, real education? Oh my, their eyeballs must split when you say that, because you know we don't want to do that. We don't want to come back to fact. That's the thing that bothers me the most is when they say there's multiple genders. I always come back to saying, okay, since gender seems to bother you so much, how about we just come back to this? Let's just say we're going to call them human A and human B. And human A has this chromosome and human B has this chromosome. Since you hate the word men and women, male and female so much, there's only two. You can't get more than that. So, hey, hold that thought because, you know, I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. So we're going to hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hannah will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. I'll be here.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rap beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Ow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it. Hannah Sherlocker joins me. She's a program coordinator for Campus Reform. Prior to joining Campus Reform, she was at Liberty University. Good, solid understanding of what's going on with those college campuses that I don't want to be anywhere near. All right, so let me welcome back Hannah Sherlocker. She's going to be on with us on a regular basis. She's the program coordinator for Campus Reform. Prior to joining Campus Reform, she was at Liberty University working in advocacy and outreach for various organizations. I do these stories every week. I have been for a while on the crazies that are going on in college, college campuses. And you guys always think I'm nuts. Oh, you're not there. You don't see what's going on. No, but Hannah is, and she's around, and she understands what's happening on campus. And, you know, Hannah, since I've got to know you, I pray for you every day because I can't imagine being walking those campuses, being out there and doing this kind of thing. It's just got to be really scary at times. Thanks for being here.
It is scary. At the same time, I'm very encouraged. I work with a team of student journalists around the nation. I have about 200 of them right now, my campus correspondents. And to see how resilient they are on their college campuses, seeing them defend their values, regardless if it's, you know, libertarian, conservative, whatever it may be, even liberal students sometimes we have working with us to just defend free speech on their campuses. I'm just so encouraged by their resiliency on campus. It's really awesome being able to work with them. So it is discouraging, and I can definitely use that prayer, and I appreciate it. But, you know, it is really cool being able to work with them to see how they're defending free speech and defending really truth rather than these crazy, this crazy rabbit trail of, you know,
79
lunacy
genders.
And emotion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 79 genders, and it's just, oh, man, but.
No, listen. I got beat up on Facebook because I ran that story about the 11-year-old transgender child. They'd given him hormone blockers since he was 7, and now they're talking about doing the operation. I said, you know, people, let's just get away from how I really feel about this, about my religious philosophy on it, or what have you. Let's just get down to basic biology. Let's get down to what
right.
that child was when he was born. And for you young parents who want your child to be happy and you're worried about him. Then if you're so worried about him, why don't you get full information from both sides? Go to doctors that are for the operation. Go to doctors that are against the operation. Get all your information together before you do anything this drastic. A 9 or 10-year-old cannot decide what's How does a little boy say, I want to be a girl, when he doesn't even know what it's like to, what it feels like to be a girl? What is that all about? It just makes right. No sense, you know?
And you know what? These kids and students, they're conditioned to be confused. When I was 10 years old, I was watching Bill Nye the Science Guy. What is Bill Nye doing right now? He's making ridiculous, inappropriate, explicit videos on sexually explicit junk videos. Literally, that's the name of the song. And, you know, where he's dancing, saying you can have whatever gender you want. So that's who I grew up looking up to as a scientist, as a biologist, someone who could, you know, lay out the truth and I could learn from. But now somebody like him is confusing students. So, you know, 10-year-olds now, if they're listening to anyone like Bill Nye, then God bless them. I don't know how they're not going to be confused by the time they're my age.
But Hannah, you know, I don't know how the professors on campus, I don't know what's happened to us. Simple biology, right? I mean, DNA matters. There's only really two kinds of DNA, right? One that say you're a girl, one to say you're a boy, or male or female, whatever they want to call it. I don't know what is the problem with the word, is the problem with the term, is the problem with the fact that we're making a distinction between the two? Because from a DNA standpoint, if that's all I had to work with, then I would know male or female. You can't just take that away. How do these young people reconcile that in their minds, or do they, or the professors got them so, I don't know, so snowed that they just, they believe they can be anything?
Right. They're told they can believe anything, and they're only told this in school. When they enter the workforce, that's not going to fly. You know, corporations are not going to risk hiring college students who don't even know which bathroom to use. I mean, this is completely denying science, biology, facts. You know, like you said, take religion out of it. It's a complete denial of truth. And these students are going to learn that the hard way when they enter the workforce, and they're not going to be able to, you know, rely on their safe space college campuses that tell them they can be whoever they want and they can be what they want depending on how they feel that day.
And that's funny. There won't be an administrator, a mommy or daddy there to protect them at work. I mean, the boss wants things done, right, a certain way. End of discussion. You know,
exactly.
There's a couple of groups out there, and I haven't talked to you about this yet, but there's a couple of groups out there on campuses talking to young ladies and young men about abortion and that kind of thing. And we're watching the numbers change on campus. I don't know if this is something you get into from time to time, but we're watching the numbers change where young people are changing their minds about abortion because, you know, now we've got technology. We didn't have it in the 70s, 80s, and even early 90s, where they can actually see the development. They know that this thing is a baby. They know what's going on. And I'm watching it. It kind of gives me hope. It kind of gives me hope in the bigger pictures. But have you dealt with any of that? Have you seen any of that on campus? Talk to people about this kind of thing?
I actually am very encouraged because I've seen studies, and I've seen this firsthand on college campuses. There is an increase in the support of pro-life among millennials my age. You're right. I think it's the science being able to see the biology and all the technology that allows us to see inside what's really going on in the development. So there are studies out there that show millennials are turning back. The numbers of pro-life students are increasing.
Well, I find that encouraging. The only problem with that, though, is apparently Trump supporters will never get to see that on college campuses because apparently at the University of Central Florida, student government has said that, you know, the diversities are there, has said that Trump supporters are not welcome on campus, okay, you know, because they must be whacked or something, and they don't have enough brain cells to rub together where they should be on a college campus. Tell me more about that.
Right, so this is just another example of a campus being a very hostile and unfriendly place for conservative students. In this case, this diversity chair, who was recently appointed, I believe he stepped down before he even started his first day, but he had a history of hostility toward conservatives, but he was appointed anyway. He actually said verbatim, "Let today be a lesson to all. Trump supporters are not welcome on our campus." His title is diversity chair. The irony in the title diversity, you know, they want everybody to look different but think the same. So that is their definition of diversity. Diversity of looks, not thought, not any diversity of ideas. So this is absurd.
Well, diversity.
So,
I thought I knew what diversity meant, but you know, apparently I don't have a grasp on the English language. But this is our fault too. We let the left define verbiage. We let the left define what word means. You know, what's really funny is I went to Politicon last weekend. It was touted as being, you know, equal footing for both sides. It wasn't by any stretch of the imagination. But I actually went into a session that they had on free speech. And what was great about it was whenever the conservative tried to speak out, he was shouted down from the group, from the audience. And I'm saying, okay, so your idea of free speech is when somebody tries to exercise that, you are allowed to shout them down because your shouting apparently is free speech, too. It's a twisted form of reality. I don't know how you're going to break that. I don't know how you're going to break into that.
It is very twisted, and it's something they learn to do in the classroom. They learn to scream and shout and block out any ideas that they don't agree with, because that's what happens when you cannot reason with logic and facts. You have to resort to covering your eyes and ears and shielding the eyes and ears of anyone who may be open to analyzing and breaking down the truth. So that's really all they have to rely on is just shouting them out because it's being defensive. And you can't blame them. It's what they're taught to do. It's what the classroom says is acceptable. I mean, a lot of times you see administrators and professors behind this. So in this case, at the University of Florida, this diversity chair who said Trump's supporters aren't welcome on campus, you know, thankfully he stepped down. But my question is, what about the actual professors like Professor Preston Mitchcomb at Georgetown, who just said last week, all white people are racist, all men are sexist? He didn't have to step down. He's still in place. He still has a job. He's still getting taxpayer money. So we see this bias and absurd remarks all the time, and very seldom are there consequences for it.
No, because they're allowed. They're allowed to spew it because it comes from their heart. See, it's coming from their heart, so it must be true and it must be real. However, we lay fact on the table, and you know they just beat us up over it. Look, you know, there's nothing you're going to do. There really is nothing we're going to do at the college level to get these people to allow us to speak. I saw it happen at Politicon. We see it happen on a regular basis. Hannah's there firsthand. She sees it happening on the college campuses. And it's wrong. In any fashion, look, you want freedom of speech. You want something that you parents, you really need to teach your kids that it's okay for others to have a different opinion. It's okay. They don't have to sit at the table. They're not going to go find a trigger spot. You're not going to go find a safe space. You're going to find those at work. People are, they're not all going to think alike. And what a great place to learn how to deal with that. But at high school, college, home, before you enter the workplace, otherwise you're going to be living in your basement for the next 26 years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GC and live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, next hour is like open mic. I'll talk almost about anything. All right? It's really that simple. Anyway, let's get back to her. You know, Hannah Sherlocker has agreed every week, every single, crazy lady, every single week, we're going to do, you know, the campus crazies. I'm not the expert. I'm not there all the time. So, I have no problem deferring to somebody who's in it, who's writing about it, and dealing with it on a daily basis. All right, so let me welcome back Hannah Sherlocker. She's going to be on with us on a regular basis. She's the program coordinator for Campus Reform. Prior to joining Campus Reform, she was at Liberty University working in advocacy and outreach for various organizations. I do these stories every week. I have been for a while on the crazies that are going on in college campuses. And you guys always think I'm nuts. Oh, you're not there. You don't see what's going on. No, but Hannah is, and she's around, and she understands what's happening on campus. And, you know, Hannah, since I've got to know you, I pray for you every day because I can't imagine being walking those campuses, being out there and doing this kind of thing. It's just got to be really scary at times. You know, the story that you have at the Southern Methodist University and relegating a memorial to the victims of 9/11 to a secluded area campus. Think about this. We had 3,000, I mean, seriously, 3,000 innocent men and women died that day. This isn't the equivalent to Pearl Harbor. I'm not saying that one was okay and one wasn't. You know, we had almost 3,000 people die on Pearl Harbor Day, and those were soldiers. Those were Navy people. Those were military people, right? You can almost see why the Japanese would attack a military base, if you would. But to take down civilians that had no part of anything... This truly is a major tragedy. Yet, on college campus, on Southern Methodist University, they don't want the 9/11 memorial is a triggering scenario. It makes people feel bad. It makes others feel bad about who they might be. This is like ridiculous, is it not?
This is absolutely absurd. This story really got under my skin. You know, the other stories we can find funny, we can get a laugh out of them. This one, for me, is a very serious problem. You know, it's just the latest example of a college campus curbing freedom of speech and expression and catering to the snowflake culture. The administration moved this display to avoid triggering students. What would this trigger? I mean, how could this possibly be offended by a memorial? You know, it's just the idea that a flag memorial to honor those who lost their lives in the tragic events on 9/11 is... The fact that they're saying this is triggering and offensive is just absurd. If anyone has the right to be offended by this, it's the families and friends of the victims. They should be offended that this university is pushing this memorial away where it can be, you know, not seen by as many students.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get what the reason, you know, behind this would be, right? Now, the letter that was put out, the statement on banning the display, I said, we believe that the purpose of the university is to facilitate the pursuit of truth. In fact, the motto of SMU is Veritas Liberati. Yeah, right. Okay. In English, it says the truth shall set you free. It enshrines this principle that for thousands of years has formed a foundation of Western academia and civilization, vigorous respect for public debate. That's the funny line, don't you think? Vigorous respect for public debate on matters of civic importance. It's vital to the vibrancy of democracy, yet we've decided to move the flags around the corner because we don't want everybody to get upset.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, it would be really interesting to see their true motives behind this, if they're just trying to avoid the controversy of students who may be triggered by this, or if they're really trying to control the speech on the campus, you know. But what SMU is doing, they're choosing to limit the students' rights to challenge and discuss ideas, which goes completely against their mission statement as a university. And if you know, these ideas and values that students want to express, what they do is they fuel the creation of world changers. And when it's prevented, when the fueling of that creation of world changers is prevented, it becomes indoctrination, not education. So SMU is just another example of an indoctrination den, and it's sad that such a great university is heading down this direction, is catering to the snowflake culture. You know, how can students even entertain the idea of making a difference and changing the world and expressing their beliefs when they're barred from simply expressing their views through a memorial?
Well, think about something, Hannah, though. They're not fighting. I mean, they're not fighting through. They see themselves as social justice warriors, but they really don't fight anything through. They squelch it. They push it down, right? They're actually avoiding the issue by not allowing it to be talked about. So I don't see how anybody with two brain cells to rub together can say to them, no, this is great for you to do. You're winning the war. No, you're not. You're not even fighting the war. It's like Pearl Harbor is bombed, and you start looking in the opposite direction and say, everything's fine. I don't hear anything.
That's exactly right.
Oh God. We're gonna need a lot of prayer, lady. We're gonna need a lot of prayer. Hannah, tell people where they can read more of your writing, find out more about you and also campus reform.
So you can read on the daily campus crazy stories at campusreform.org. And you can contact our news team there. You can send us tips anytime. We love to know what's going on college campuses, and we do the best we can to to try to fight it and defend the free speech and defend the free exchange of ideas ultimately. So,
and we but you
contest
do,
is there anything?
Yeah, but wait a minute. You don't need a dictionary for the other word free. You really do mean free. You listen to both sides of the issue, so it's not an issue.
Exactly.
All right, Hannah. Thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to do that every single week because I think it's important for you to hear what your young people are going through on campus, what's going on campus. How are you going to deal with them? How are you going to talk to your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, your granddaughter, whoever, to teach them the realities about what life is really about? Because it's not happening on school grounds. And listen, not that it should be. But you can't keep them away. They are being, for lack of a better term, they're being indoctrinated on a daily basis, minute by minute. And unless you get a hold of these kids, unless you really decide to take part of what they've got going on, what they're being taught, what's being fed into their little heads, then they're never going to change. And you could very much lose, they say it takes... What, a generation, two generations, three generations to fix this? Let's see. Claremont. Their social justice warriors are getting a real lesson today. They've got to face the music for the stupid, I mean stupid things that they've done. It's been a rough year for free speech on campuses all across the country. It really has, if you think about it. It's a constant fight, and we saw it again at Politicon. I keep bringing it up because it was so evident there. You heard people in the breakout sessions and even in the free speech session where free speech was trying to be squelched, and the left was fine with it. And as I said, there was one person that surprised me at one point. And it was Chelsea Handler, where she actually spoke up and said, hey, stop screaming. We can't have a conversation if you keep yelling. Please stop. Now, the colleges of the Claremont University Consortium have been laying down a law in response to those who act out and advance their idea of social justice. Consider the case of Jonathan Higgins. In June, Pomona College announced that Mr. Higgins had been hired as the new director of the Queer Resource Center of the Claremont Colleges, now which Pomona administrator Elliot Dordick, a student and writer at Pitzer College, looked at the new administrator's Twitter feed and reported his findings at thecollegefix.com and in Claremont. A conservative student newspaper Now, Mr. Higgins, who is black, had responded to a tweet asking, who are you automatically wary of? Keep at a distance because of your past experiences? His answer, I'm wary of white gays and well-meaning white women. In another tweet, he asserted, I finally have nothing to say other than police are mean to me, to service. I have to make this bigger. It is broken up in all over the place. I finally have nothing to say other than police are meant to serve and protect white supremacy. I didn't think that was right, but it is. He says, I finally have nothing to say other than police are meant to serve and protect white supremacy. A day after the fix and the Independent ran the article, Pomona announced that Mr. Higgins wouldn't be taking the position after all. In an email to Pomona student body, Associated Dean Jan Collins Eagle wrote, we have reopened the national search for director of Queer Resource Center. Then 2 weeks ago, Claremont McKenna College announced punishment for 10 students who had violated college policy in April during a ruckus protest against Manhattan Institute fellow Heather McDonald. Now, maybe, some of these colleges that are hurting financially, that are getting hit in the wallet, will start to see things differently. Will start to truly allow free speech on campus. That's only a hope. I'm only hoping. I have nothing that indicates that this is one college group here in Southern California. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Next hour, we're going to do all kinds of stories. It's like a smorgasbord of craziness. What do you think? You going to be part of it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at therealsci.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.